Yeah, so again, Shinach Kedoch Rechelim Shalom in Harachza Shakula Masima Yisra Shakula Ein Bohem. That's Vav, that's Perek Vav Posek Vav. Your teeth are like the young flock, and they came up from washing, and they were all Matimos, perfect, Tamimim, whatever. Shakula Ein Bohem, and there's no blemishes on Rashi. Kitsinim. I've seen their offices. Vicky Boirim, and you are powerful people. Shaboch amongst you are kulam l'teva, entirely good.
What's the good there? What's the good?
What's the good? What do you mean?
Yud.
Who?
Yud.
Where's the yud?
Shaboch.
Shaboch. It's not like.
Oh, shabich. Shabich.
You're welcome to sit in a chair.
Shaboch.
It's not a different word.
No.
Sit at the feet of.
No, that's what it means. Shaboch. I don't know why. Maybe it's a misprint. Maybe it should be a vav. Shabuch. Shaboch. I don't know. A good question, but that's what it is. I said, I don't know what this means. When the ketzinim, the officers and the mighty are good. So let's assume, well, let's just read the next one. Let's see if there's any indication. I don't know what that means. Everybody is not. Ke'edah ha'rachelim, like this flock of rachelim, ha'rochel ha'zuz This Rochel is completely holy. Samro l'tcheles, its wool is for blue thread. Psora l'korban, its offer is its flesh is used for korban. Karneel l'shoiforois, its horns are used for shofar. Shoikeo l'chalilin, its thighs, I guess the bones there are used for flutes. Oh no, maybe it means the thigh, maybe the what do you call it? What do you use for flutes? No, for flutes. It must be. Maybe it's the bone. I don't know. Used for flutes. I will show him nimshul leklovim. But wicked people are likened to dogs. Shemehem lekdusha klum. They have no. They have no shaykhs to be used for kedusha. Aryeh. Aryeh.
We have four extra words in Rashi that
what?
You didn't read.
What? Have what?
We have four extra words that you didn't read.
Have what?
Four extra words.
What? Me'eho likinoiris? I skipped it. It's intestines of a harp string and oiro l'toif. And its skin is used for drums. So these are all holy things. In other words, the animal has many, as this rochel is all kedusha because every part of it is used for something in the Beis HaMikdosh or for a mitzvah, for tcheles, or for korbonos, or for a shofar, or for the musical instruments that we use. But rishoyim are like dogs, that they have no kedusha at ain mehem lekedusha. There's nothing in them that can be used for kedusha klum at all. Now, what in the world is going on over here?
Wait, if you take what you want,
that's a good question.
I would bet that Rashi explains this later on. Sometimes Rashi waits a few psukim to explain this.
No.
I don't see an explanation.
What's troubling you? Why he throws in this Rishon business?
No, what's Bichol? What is the point over here?
It's a beautiful idea. Every part of the Jew is being used to serve Hashem in some form.
So
like a rougher.
It's kind of funny because, like, in a way, I could see her being mad this time because.
Want to break? It's not like maybe the kid won't have access. I mean, it's not for later. For right now, I mean, you're doing it to have your own right now. Yeah. So, let's start like this. We're talking again. You see, we always go back. Klal Yisrael and the Golus. All right, Klal Yisrael and the Golus. Distance from Hashem. And we're in the matzav of communication and craving to come back. Father sort of praises Hashem. Doidi Livani Loi, because it says Yofa Atma Yossi, I still love you, you're beautiful. When you love me, you're beautiful. Turn your eyes away, I can't give you this in the next place. I'm Mikdush. And then he says, Shinaich Ke'edu Horacheli. I guess your teeth are what are shown. I don't know what that's, the teeth, the officers and the strong people. So what does that mean? They're entirely good. Kula l'tu, kula l'tu. So, and then he explains what the teva is. The teva, they kula l'tu, because every aspect of them is used for something good. So, but is that true? Is that true of the Klal Yisrael and the Golus?
I don't know. Any all things.
The officers and the mighty ones.
In tshuva, there were a twofold tshuva and a very simple mitzvah.
No. But we're talking now. He's talking now to Klal Yisrael and the Golus.
Right.
Our leaders are all good.
I don't know. We hear all kinds of stories about the leaders today.
Yeah. And forget the leaders. Let's say the officers. We don't have officers, first of all. We don't appoint or elect officers. But Giboyrim, all of our strong people. What is he talking about? They're all good. They're all like everything is used for Kedusha. Let's see.
Okay, so maybe today we don't have officers in Giboyrim, but when there are.
And there's no Pasuk Zion. He doesn't say anything on Pasuk Zion. Kepelech Oron Rakosich Mubavet Samosich. Like the slice of a rimoy, of a pomegranate, are your cheeks. Mubavet Samosich, I guess it means from under the covering that you have, you're modest. You're wearing a covering.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I guess you see, maybe we can, even under the covering, even though you cover yourself, but the beauty comes through. I would attribute this to Ayin Hara. Why? We can even give Ayin Haras to ourselves. Because just yesterday, or the day before, I said to someone, Shir HaShirim is amazing. Every pasuk you see a vibrant lesson of connection to Hashem. And now we got a pasuk here. But that's the Ayin Hara. There's a piece of psychology. Psychology is, if you're afraid that you're not going to see, you don't have the same power to see. If you believe for sure that you're going to see it, you'll be zeicher to see it.
But you're telling someone that every pasuk has something beautiful that you're going to see, that means you're believing you're going to see it.
Yeah, but the minute I said that, and I said, oh, maybe I made an Ayin Hara, and now it's weakening my resolve.
You're into Ayin Hara.
What?
You're into Ayin Hara?
I'm not into Ayin Hara. It's a reality.
Really?
I
thought it's like my grandmother's thing.
I don't know what your grandmother's thing is about.
You can be your grandfather.
Oh.
Wow.
Look at that. Anyway, it's really a compliment. Because a few days ago he told me I was 300 years old. I'm getting younger.
I decided to see what all the hype is about. Sure.
Every pusik you see an insight.
Then I'm not going to be able to come.
Rebbe, every pusik you see something beautiful, right? Every single pusik.
Yeah, this pusik attracted such beauty. Okay, so wait a second.
So wait,
let's figure it out. Wait, so we're actually at a pusik which we can't figure out what the lesson is.
That's perfect.
So
that's why I'm here.
So again, Shinaich. Shinaich Ktsina the Giborim Shabbat Kulam Latoy. Kulam.
We're working on these Rashis. Yeah.
Maybe the Pshat is like this, yeah? Maybe the Pshat is like this. Maybe Hashem says to Klal Yisrael that the true leaders, a true leader in Klal Yisrael, again, this is an expression of his love. So maybe the expression of the love is like this. Is, right now you're a mess. Right now you're a mess. You're really, you're in rough shape. You're corrupt and you're this and you were sent to Golos and, whatever. But you know what I love about you? That you will not ascribe leadership or power to anyone who isn't completely good. To anyone who isn't completely good. For example, I don't know most people get a hold of this thing, but let's say in politics, an electorate elects an elected official. Nobody has this thought that he's completely good, right? Because maybe he's a good politician, maybe he's a good financial this, maybe he's a good PR person, maybe he's a good this. Probably has no great morality and no great this. You compromise. You've got to take the best. If you have two candidates, take the best. Doesn't work. We don't take the best. I had to say the best, the lesser of two evils. We don't take that. Because a leader like Bolsonaro, to be accepted as a katzin, an officer, or to be considered a gibor, this is a person who we, I guess maybe gibor means not just physically strong, but that we give him koyach, he has power. Or to wield power over Klal Yisrael, you need perfection. They just came up, they just were washed. Not they just took a bath, but they just were washed and they're all perfect. And there's no blemish. Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen guys, right now you're not doing so great. And I'm not even sure that you have leadership right now. I'm not sure, it depends why. But I know one thing, your standard for leadership is absolute perfection. We demand perfection of our leaders. And that's why I love you. You won't be said, the Chofetz Chaim, wouldn't it be considered the Chofetz Chaim, the leader of the generation, had he been lacking in that, in some of it, in his purity, in his shleimus, and his this. It's interesting how the Chofetz Chaim, the Meir Simcha, or Sameach, the Meshech Chochma, he was a Rav in Tvinsk, he was a Goyin HaGeoin, Mamish, like a giant of giants in a generation of giants. And he disagreed openly at one of the Knesset Gedolos or something with the Chofetz Chaim, where they had a meeting, and he disagreed with the Chofetz Chaim about something. And publicly, he spoke his opinion, he disagreed. Then he went after that to visit the Chofetz Chaim. I guess they were in some place, they had traveled to this meeting, so he went to his hotel to visit him, and he felt he owed him that respect. And he held what he held, he wasn't changing his opinion, but he wanted to show out of respect. So he came out and he said, that little Jew, he says, he can control the whole world. In other words, he was so awed by his godless, his tweetness, his innocence, his perfection, yet his wisdom, yet this, there was nothing lacking. He says, that's a leader. In other words, even though he was himself a giant, but not that he necessarily had to agree with his opinion, but he saw what leadership was. That's what the leadership. I forget, there's one summer. Perfection. We expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael is that leaders are perfect. You hear? Now, what it really means is, so what do you mean the leaders are perfect? We know that we have had imperfect leaders. We know that. But we demand perfection. When we see an imperfect leader, we can't accept him as a leader. He's not a gibor. He doesn't have power. Doesn't wield power over us. He's not an officer. He doesn't have any authority over us. This is like, I remember the Galen in this generation. In my mind, I used to think, it's nice. So one or two that did something that wasn't exactly, my book. This is not what Torah leadership is about. It's about perfect. Now, mitzat sheni, this is a very dangerous thing. We have to realize that as the generations go down, that people are human and they're not exactly on the same level. In fact, the same Chofetz Chaim, who reach such levels of human perfection, when they came to him once and they told him about a certain godel that was that did something that was not appropriate, so these are the gedolim of our generation. In other words, in our generation, we have a greater tolerance because these people are not as great as previous generations. But the Maisa, we our concept of leadership is a concept. There's no such thing as a leader by Klal Yisrael. He's brilliant and he's sharp. But he's, for example, there was somebody in the previous generation. He was a certain leader. Certainly, he was a leader. He had a big following. I know that when I came to the Yom Chaveira, this person was off. When I was a kid, I saw this person. I was maybe 14 years old. I went once to daven in his shul. I heard, at 5 o'clock there'll be a Talmud Shir, and at 6 o'clock for all you Amaratzim, there'll be a Chumash Shir. I never walked back to that show.
Maybe he's making a joke.
What?
Maybe he's making a joke.
It's a terrible joke.
On the expense.
You didn't miss every shot in the first half.
Nice.
So we would say he's not going to be an Adam Lamakom either.
What?
We would say he's
no,
not.
No, I don't know. He has tremendous influence, and he's very smart, and a lot of wonderful things that he's done. But that's not the maybe in this generation, that's what we have to put up with. But Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael and says, I admire you because you have such a high standard.
Well, why do we want a Malach to be our leader?
Look what he says. He says Kedo Horachelim, like the flock. What does it mean? Horochel Azoy is Kulo Kedusha. She's all holy. Her wool you use for tchelis. Her flesh you use for a korban. Her horns you use for shofars. Her thighs you use for flutes. Her intestines you use for harp strings. Our skin you use for the drums. About Rishoyim, Nimshul, the Klovim, Shein, Mehem, the Kushuk. Oh, so here's that. Yeah, wait a second. So what about in the middle? What's going on in there? What about the middle? The leaders are perfect. And that means that we demand to really, truly accept the leader we expect. Because we expect all leaders.
This is the opposite of our Ashkafism, you know?
Yeah.
Don't we let... I mean, you yourself say these stories where Shiva would tell you how he enjoyed the steak sandwiches and the whiskey and this. Because he was trying to show you I'm a normal guy.
Oh, that's something else. That's not an imperfection of him.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that every aspect of him wasn't good.
But it's the same idea. It's the point is that he's human, and obviously... does things wrong.
Human? No, not do things wrong. Show that they are in fact showing that why I'm human, and I want to show you that I'm human so that you'll be able to relate to my message. Because if I'm human, it means I understand the greatest has nothing to do with this. What? The greatest lesson in Hashpah is that the person that you're trying to influence has to know that you understand where it's coming from. If you don't understand where I'm coming from, you can't influence.
Exactly.
But Josh is saying,
that's why
you're perfect.
That's why you don't want a Malach. You want somebody that you can relate to. You for sure want somebody that you can see tremendous, amazing qualities in.
But Kula Kedusha. I guess you have to be that too. You have to be Kula Kedusha. You have to be Kula Kedusha. Look what he says, Kula Kedusha. That every aspect of you, every aspect, yeah, I'll tell you like this. The aspect of my humanity where I enjoy the corned beef sandwich, whatever it is.
Oh, whatever it was. It was corned beef that he was into?
I don't know. The aspect of my humanity is also Kiddushi. You know why? Because I use that to influence you. To show you, hey, I'm human. You can identify with me. You can appreciate that I understand where you're coming from. So I'm using every aspect. That's the idea. A leader in Klal Yisrael, that every aspect of his existence, of his being, is all Kedusha, is all used for holy purposes. He doesn't have anything that's not dedicated to Kedusha. And that's, I guess, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisrael and expressing his affection for them, because with the Kashmir, there are tufas in history, especially in the Golas, where
where do you see that?
says before, Ksina v'giborim shebuch, kulam l'toyva. That means your officers and your mighty people. So I think it's talking about every strongman is l'toyva. It must be that they have power. They have power. So they're all l'toyva. So I think that that's the shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisrael. That you people have a high standard for leadership. You're not going to accept the shortcomings just, you know, as a matter of fact. In the world, you know, he's good, he's this, he can, well, he economically, he'll bring our country out of a depression. So what if he's a maneuver? You know, let him be the leader. We have a different standard. And that occurs books is because you maintain your standards and you won't tolerate even the katzin or the gibor when he has power, he has influence.
I see that. Let him be a what? I see it's because of our standards for our leaders, not just the leaders in our office.
Oh, because the kasha that we have is that there were tkufas, especially in the golos, where we don't have such leadership. Golos, sure. There were people, what do you mean? There were kings, what do you mean? There were even in Eretz Yisrael, there were kings that were corrupt. And in Golis, certainly, there were people that were
still considered. A king is a...
There were people that were in leadership positions that were corrupt, for sure.
Not spiritual leaders.
What? Spiritual leaders of Klal Yisrael. Kitzinim v'giboirim. There were influential people. Here you have an influential Baal HaBos. You have an influential Baal HaBos.
That doesn't mean he was a...
This guy's politically connected, super wealthy, and flaunts his...
What?
No. Because he's talking to Klal Yisrael in the Golus. He says, "Ktsinim v'giborim shaboch, kulam l'toyv." Not they were. They are. But they're not. But they're not. They're not always. I don't know. He's talking in right now. Has to be talking right before the Churban Bayis, before the rebuilding of the second base. I don't know if that's.
What? If he's talking about that generation.
Yeah, but is that it's, it should say some of your people. It sounds like you don't give. I mean, there's no strong people that are not cool enough to even come on. There's no strong people. Of course, they always were. They always were. All Tkufas in history. The Teretz is what he must be saying. That's why he said what he must be saying is not that they don't exist. They not that they always exist. But Klal Yisrael has a unique standard. Everybody has a standard for leadership. In the world, the standard for leadership is what can you do for me, right? What can you do for me? You bring me bread on the table? Okay, I'll vote for you. You'll bring me, reduce the taxes? I'll vote for you. It's all these things. Klal Yisrael has a different standard. First of all, we don't vote. But even to accept the leadership and the power here, the power we need is something else. We need more than that. We need you to be perfect. We need you to be cool of leadership. We want to see that every aspect of your life, just like the wool of the rochel is used for tcheles, and the bosser for the korban, and the horns for the shofar, and the thighs for the chalilin, and the intestines for the flutes, and the skin for the drums, and all the beis hamikdash. But and that's what we expect. Avo rishoyim, for rishoyim nimshul l'tlof m'sheim b'hem l'krushak. Now what is this? Well, this doesn't fit so well. Abel Horoshoim Nimshlu Leklov. What?
It says Ha'umos?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Listen, for next time, I just told him, we're not supposed to eat here. In the base matter, we can't do that. Because if we start with that, then the place is going to be a pigsty. So, wait a second. So when Abel Horoshoim, now what does he want here? Nimshul leklovim she'ein bo mehem lekdusha klum.
Meichi tasty though. Where does he just pull this out of nowhere from? He has the word umos instead of rishon.
Abel umos. Ah. Oh. Oh, very good.
It's still weird.
Umos.
Bottom.
Oh, so but that lets us through.
First column, bottom.
You know what happens when we assume.
Abel umos. Oh, very good. Very good.
Well done.
So he's not talking about our Rishoyim. So he's talking about, very good. So here it says Rishoyim. So the Pshat is like this. That, why he's saying like this? Because in the Velt, by the Umois, the leaders, they don't have, Kedusha is not on their agenda. Kedusha is not part of it. They're not Kulam Kedusha, they're not Kedusha at all. They're leading. I'm a politician, right? The corruption in politics is probably more than the corruption any place else in the world. Politics is, how do they say, politics make strange bedfellows. Politics do anything for anything, will do for politics. The person to stay elected, he will do anything. He has people sitting in his office coming up with ideas, even how to improve society. Why? Not like Kedusha. I think about it sometimes. Schumer came up with this idea, and then I forgot which one, the latest Schumer idea. Always comes up with new ideas. So other people, why? Because that helps you get elected. So it's all about my getting elected. There's no Kedusha. There's no. About us, it's all Kedusha. It's Klal Yisrael. It's Avodas Hashem. It's the Rebbein Shalom. It's Kedusha. Every fiber of their being. The wool is used for this, and the flesh is used for that, and the horns are used for this, and the thighs are used for this, and the intestines for that. Every aspect is Kedusha. And that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and says, that's why I love Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Lubim Sfeinim. It was just looking for their own personal aggrandizement. They're looking for a leader who can put bread on the table, financial stability, lower the taxes, build more parks, build more theaters, I don't know what they build, solve the parking crisis, protect us from our enemies, that's all.
Build more hospitals, get more jobs.
Okay, sure. That's something a little bit better. But in Maisa, that's not, Klal Yisrael demands Kedusha. Therefore, I love you, Klal Yisrael, because of that. Right, that's the best we can do.
What?
Okay.